Ken Griffey calls it a career. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sports is unforgiving. Any profession where you're evaluated on your numbers is unforgiving. That's why people hate high-stakes testing. You should be judged on what you know, not what you do under pressure. But in professional sports, the only thing that counts is what you can do under pressure. Like hit a double on the first pitch of your first major league at-bat.
You know he's got to be nervous. The wind and the 0-1 pitch swung on and a fly ball into deep left center field. Back she goes! And it's off the base of the wall, 375 from home plate.
And that decision to try to beat the throw in that 1995 playoff against the Yankees.
Here's Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League champion.
That play actually forced the state legislature into special session to make sure a new stadium would get built. That's the kind of career he had. And because of his talent, Ken Griffey was under the kind of pressure that in those years drove some players to get some shady trainer to stick a needle in their butts. But Griffey, he was certified organic. And it was something that even a casual baseball watcher like me could feel, especially the time we found ourselves in the stands the day Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. hit back-to-back home runs. What are the chances of ever seeing that again? Let's see. With Griffey retiring and his son Trey still too young for the big leagues, I think the answer's never. In sports, the numbers rule everything, and they tell you when it's time to go. But Junior, if it's any consolation, immortality isn't such a bad legacy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.